Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about a few important points to consider in the holy month of Ramadan.
ماه رمضان فرصت خیلی خوبی است. البته فرصت تبلیغ هست، فرصت تبیین هست. لکن از همه اینا بالاتر فرصت تعبد، فرصت تقرب.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. Our blessings to you all wherever you are upon the holy month of Ramadan. We wanted to talk about a few important points that we should take into consideration in this holy month of Ramadan. In order to talk a little bit about the subject, we decided to invite Sheikh Abdul Majid. We invite him and start the talk show. Sheikh Abdul Majid, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse
talk show. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much, Sheikh Abdul Majid, coming in. Of course, we are in the holy month of Ramadan, the holiest of holy months, right? We also have the nights of Qadr in the holy month of Ramadan. We wanted to just kind of talk about a few different points that we should take into consideration in this holy month of Ramadan, especially when considering it's such a special month, it's such an important month, it's such an honorable month. You know, it's days, as it is said in the traditions, is the best of days, its nights are the best of nights, its hours are the best of hours. So if you could talk about just, some of these points that we should take into consideration in the holy month of Ramadan in the name of Allah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Firstly, our understanding of something influences the way we relate with it. Sure. And also it determines the benefit we take from it. When we understand from the concept of Ramadan that Ramadan is just a month where we stop eating in the morning and then eat in the night, and that is all about Ramadan, definitely we will not be able to benefit much from Ramadan.
Sure.
What is the essence of Ramadan? It is not that God is very wicked. He wanted to punish us, and he said, don't eat in the morning and eat later in the night. That
fast
is not
all day long.
There is essence. First. What is the essence of Ramadan? The essence of Ramadan is that Ramadan is not just an act of ibadah. It is also an exercise to discipline us.
Right.
And when we understand Ramadan from these two aspects, that it is equally an ibadah, and also It is an exercise to discipline us.
Yes.
We'll be able to collect benefits. We'll be able to benefit much from Ramadan. Let me give you an example. I'm sorry to say that. If you look at the word arrogant power today, what they do when they want to ridicule you, when they want to force you to accept their ways, what they do is that they give you sanctions. They sanction you.
Yeah, they sanction you. Yeah,
they sanction you. They stop food. They stop importation of food,
water,
humanitarian aid, medicine, all of that. Look at what is happening today in Gaza. But let's assume the Ummatul Islamiyah, Islamic nation, we are a nation that easily give up to temptation, that easily give up to ridicule, that easily give up to sanction. Then it will be very easy for them to control us. It will be very easy for them to take over us. But today, we look at our brothers in Gaza. Even though they have been limited, even though they have been cut off from all of the aids, no water, no light, nothing.
Yeah, no food, no electricity, no gas,
but they are still struggling. They are still pushing. They are still very steadfast. Where did they learn that from? Because these are people that from the day they became balig, from the day they became matured Islamically, they started fasting. So they are used to not to eat for a particular period of time. They are used to eat. So you cannot intimidate them with food. You cannot intimidate them with water. So we should look at Ramadan not just an act of ibadah, but also an exercise to discipline us. And when we talk about Ramadan is not just the physical phase of it, which is you stop eating, you do not eat, you do not drink water, and you do not engage in some things during this month of Ramadan. This is not all.
Right.
There are other things also that are not physical about Ramadan that we need also to consider. Even when we do not consider those things, it will be that the taste, the food we did not eat, the hunger, everything was exercised to futility. So if we must benefit from the hunger and benefit from the taste, we should put input, should give importance to those things. So in the month of Ramadan, we have said it, that it is to discipline us. And the discipline in Ramadan is comprehensive.
Yes.
Comprehensive that Ramadan disciplines you on your relationship with your own self. It disciplines you on your relationship with others. It disciplines you on your relationship even with your enemies. That we are taught in Ramadan that when somebody wants to engage you in fight, you should tell them that, Ana sa'im, I am fasting. This is to mean that Ramadan is teaching us how to solve issues amicably, even with our enemies. You do not need to engage. You need to invite. Idu ila sabili rabbikum bil hikmat wal ma'izat al hasana. So this is one aspect of Ramadan. The other aspect of Ramadan is that it disciplines you on your relationship with your own selves.
Yes.
So in the month of Ramadan, you should try not to think evil about people. In the month of Ramadan, you should try to give excuses to people. You shouldn't judge them immediately you see them making mistakes. So all of this, when we are able to do this for 30 days or 29 days, you discover that even outside the month of Ramadan, you continue with that, we continue with that character, with that behavior.
Yes, yeah.
And even before the behavior, before you start to lose it, before you start to lose this behavior, another Ramadan will be coming. So this is Ramadan to us. So it shouldn't be that the only thing we put efforts in, the only thing we focus on the month of Ramadan, is not to eat during the day and eat in the night. No, we have other things also to abstain from. And we have other things also to engage in the month of Ramadan.
You know, Sheikh, very, very well said. What's interesting, so for example, in the holy month of Ramadan, as you said, it's as an exercise in discipline, right? A lot of times we don't eat during the day, we're fasting, but then at night, unfortunately, we eat two times more than we normally do, or three times more than we normally do, totally forgetting that, that aspect of that the whole point is to be able to, you know, the ruh should have control over the nafs, you should have control over the body. In this, as you said, very apparent manner, which is the physical manner. So that's one side, is this idea that we end up overeating. And one of the other problems is that, unfortunately, when we go to these congregational iftars, there's so much food that is just thrown away, right? Because you know, you fasted all day, you are psychologically hungry, you might be physically hungry, but more psychologically hungry, you put more food on your plate than you will be able to eat, and you end up throwing it all away. These kind of, you know, disciplinary actions that you're talking about, and this idea, again, you know, that is not just a matter of physical control, but this control over yourself, as you said, whether it's lying or backbiting. You know, if you want to comment on that.
It is just unfortunate that the disciplinary aspect of Ramadan seemed to be forgotten. Not completely, but it seemed to be forgotten, especially in our society. It is just like somebody that wants to lose weight. And the person said, okay, I'll be going to exercise, to gym, and then I'll be controlling my food in the day. Then after the exercise, during the night, the person still collect more food and eat. Junk food, everything together. It will be like, at the end of the day, the person will not lose any weight.
He'll
the exercise will not benefit the person. Going to gym will not benefit the person. Because it is not only for you to go to gym. There are other things also to consider. It is the same thing in the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan is to discipline us, as we just said it. So if you should collect food more than what you can consume, or even you eat, at the end of the day, it will be like it is what you supposed to, what you would have eaten during the day, you saved it, and now you are eating it with what you should eat during the night. You are eating everything together. At the end of the day, you are missing the essence of Ramadan. Especially the disciplinary aspect of Ramadan, you are missing it, and that is very important. And again, when you start to prepare more than what you can consume, and this is not even only in the month of Ramadan, it is a moral teachings that it is a moral character that every Muslim is expected to adhere to. And that is that you shouldn't consume more than what you need. A man told his son that eat the best food. And the son replied the father that we are poor. How can I eat the best food when we are poor? The father said, only eat when you are hungry. It is only when you eat when you are hungry that is the best food.
And it's true.
So that is the best food when you eat when you are hungry. That is the best food.
A piece of bread is the best food.
Definitely. So the Muslims in the month of Ramadan, we should try not to forget the disciplinary aspects of Ramadan. We should know that Ramadan is an exercise. It is just like going to gym from morning till night. We cannot afford to throw away everything, because at the end of the day, the gym, the exercise, the effort, the struggling, everything will be exercised to futility. It will not be useful. Because after we've managed to gather all of the rewards, after we managed to pass through the phase, the exercise, during the night, we just throw everything away. So what I'm saying in essence is that we should only prepare what we can consume. And we shouldn't, it shouldn't be that because we are psychologically hungry, we will try to also psychologically satisfy, also we'll try to physically satisfy the hunger. It shouldn't be like that. If we should do that, we are losing the real essence of Ramadan, which is to discipline ourselves. So you are not disciplining yourself then.
And so, Sheikh, I mean, I want to add to the discussion here. So, because this idea of the gym, when you go to the gym and you work out and you control your caloric intake and what you eat, and no sodas and no carbohydrates, things like that. What it's doing is that discipline and that exercise and that training is helping your physical body to attain a kind of perfection, for lack of a better word, right? You go so that you are more in shape, better shape. And if you can make that connection with the holy month of Ramadan, and so this discipline, as you said, is not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had nothing better to do, na'udhu billah, or he was cruel, or, that he made us go through this discipline or this exercise or this training, but it is for our own betterment and how it leads to spiritual perfection, if you will.
Even in the month of Ramadan, in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah tells us about the month of Ramadan, that kutiba alaykum siyamu kama kutiba ala lazina min qablikum la'allakum tattakun. Towards the end of that page, inna Allah yuridu bikum al-yusra wa la yuridu bikum al-usra. So God wants the best for you.
Subhanallah.
And He does not want any harm for you. When God asks you to abstain from food, to abstain from drinking water and other things during the day, it is for your own sake. It is not that He wants to harm you. And in actual sense, if we should look at it, even in health-wise, we'll discover that Ramadan is a period, is an opportunity for us to get ourselves, to get back on our feet, and also to check ourselves health-wise. So it shouldn't be that. And we shouldn't understand Ramadan from this myopic aspect, that Ramadan is just for you to stop eating from morning till the night. Ramadan, as we've said it, is an exercise and also a discipline.
To take you towards perfection.
And this discipline is to take you towards perfection. And this discipline, it is not just for Ramadan. It is to prepare you so that you retain the discipline, you uphold it, even after Ramadan. And why Ramadan should be every year? Because we human beings, we are not infallible. We are weak. So we might uphold a particular good character, good behavior, but with time you see that you are getting weak. So before you become weak completely, the next Ramadan will come. It will recharge you. It will boost you. Then you are on your feet again. Until you start getting weak, another Ramadan will come. So we should view Ramadan from this perspective that Ramadan is just like it is just like a flight. that will take us to another, to board another flight, and take us to board another flight until we get to where we are going to. It is not about this transient world, about this material world.
Yes.
So, and we cannot afford to jump off from the flight. Mm-hmm. So when you've taken the Ramadan, you've succeeded in gathering all of the blessings, all of the discipline, and at the end of the day, you let everything loose, you drop everything. It is akin to you jumping out from the flight, from the plane. So we cannot afford to jump from the plane. So we'll be patient for this flight to take us to another flight. To be patient enough for this Ramadan to take us to another Ramadan. And the more we change flights, we move from Ramadan to another Ramadan, the more we gain perfection. More disciplined we become. So we should also understand Ramadan from this aspect.
Jazakallah. Sheikh, I have one more question. I'm sorry. I keep on. But this has to do with, for example, in the holy month of Ramadan, how we should be very careful of the rights of other people, right? Sometimes we have a tendency, of course, you're fasting, it has physical, psychological pressures, spiritual pressures on an individual. And in that kind of a situation, it seems like it's easier to get angry, it's easier to get frustrated, it's easier, you know, to lash out at other people. But the idea of how important these huququn nas, or these rights of other human beings, especially when we go to the congregational, you know, iftar, and we open fasting together, or even with our own family, right? That is something where we're with our families, you know, the whole time, other than work and school. So this idea of protecting the rights of other brothers and sisters, family members, friends, relatives, in the holy month of Ramadan, and hopefully kind of connecting that to, you know, like we said, our brothers and sisters across the world that are suffering, and their rights, and especially the Palestinian brothers and sisters.
It is commonly said that a hungry man is an angry man.
Yes.
It is commonly said that.
Yeah.
So looking at this, it is normal. It is very normal to see somebody during the month of Ramadan becoming angry.
Yeah.
And when you become angry, you lose control of yourself, control of what you say. Even you lose control of your actions.
Right.
But this can only be when you are hungry for no reason.
Mm.
But when you are hungry to achieve a particular purpose, when you are hungry for a particular reason, then that reason, that purpose, especially when it is a valuable purpose, when it is very important to you, it will be like a kind of spirit that will see you throughout, motivate you until you get or you achieve that purpose. And coming to Ramadan, we are not just being hungry. It is not that we do not have food. We have food. We intentionally do not want to eat the food because there is a purpose. So when before the month of Ramadan, we need to sit ourselves, and this is why Almighty God loves us. He loves us so much that He knows He wants us to benefit from the month of Ramadan, and He starts preparing us even before the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
We have Rajab, we have Shaban, we have all of them.
And the recommended fasting.
Recommended fasting and other acts of ibadat we need to engage in to get us ready enough for the month of Ramadan. Because we cannot afford to miss the blessings in the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
So when you know, when you start preparing yourself from the month of Rajab, for example, that there is this purpose, there is this valuable thing you need to achieve in the month of Ramadan,
right,
then you get prepared, you get yourself prepared to achieve it. Then you wouldn't see Ramadan, even at a point you forget that you are hungry. At a point, because when something is very important before you,
You forget everything.
You seem to even forget about your own self. So when that purpose is very important to you, you wouldn't know that you are hungry, for you to even know that, for you to become angry. And especially, or more importantly, when you understand that Ramadan is to discipline you, and you start to prepare yourself for this exercise, for this course, for this discipline from the month of Rajab, when it is time for Ramadan, you know that you have responsibilities more than not to just eat during the day. You know that more than abstaining from food during the day, you need to be good and be kind to people.
Yes, these rights of other people.
That is the right, the rights of other people. You must safeguard the rights of other people. You must not transcend beyond your own limit. So when you know all of this, you know that the same importance you give, the same way you wouldn't want to eat food during the day, will be the same way you wouldn't want to, you don't want to transgress against others, because you know that Ramadan is a full package. Don't eat, don't transgress against others, don't speak evil, don't do evil, don't think evil, and adorn yourself with ibadat. When you know all of this, that it is a complete package, and when half or part of the package is missing, you do not have Ramadan. You are having something else. Then you'll be very, very, you will be very, very careful in safeguarding the package, so that at the end of the day, you have everything incomplete.
Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sheikh Abdul Majid. And of course, you know, we wanted to talk about the Palestinian brothers and sisters. May Allah help them and protect them, especially in this holy month of Ramadan, and alleviate their trials and tribulations, as well as all the Muslims all across the world in this holy month of Ramadan. Again, in this holy month, please remember us in your du'as and your supplications, and all of our viewers as well. Jazakallah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, dear viewers, for joining us on the talk show. We were talking about a few important points that we should consider in this holy month of Ramadan. Please remember each other and all of us in your du'as, inshallah, and especially our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Inshallah, may Allah help them to achieve a long-lasting victory. And that's all from us for now. Fi amanillah, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.